Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 73 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and Sean Orford, as ever. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm absolutely stunning. I'm amazed we're in number 73. Every so often I think of the numbers and I think, wow.
I know we're getting close to that big 100. We're almost there. Do you think we should just get to 100 and just finish it?
No.
Damn.
I'm going for the 1,000.
Oh, my word.
I want a beard down to my knees.
How many years would it take to get to 1,000? Can someone work that out for us and email me?
50 a year, that would be 20 years.
Should we say how old you'd be by then?
106. But I'll still be here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will. I might not. Yeah, you can outlive all of us, Sean.
Yeah, I will.
How you doing? You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't want any attic updates till it's finished. I don't want to know how your running's going. What else have you been up to?
I haven't been doing the attic. I haven't been running any marathons.
Yes.
You've got some
other hobbies.
I've been having a good time. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I'm focusing on books at the moment. Because I have the kind of brain that functions in different dimensions. So I'm working on three books at the moment. One is the update of the Live in the Present book.
Cool.
Second edition. I'm writing a book which is about weird experiences that I had. It's called The Opening of the Third Eye. It's a weird thing. It's about 2 years of life back along and different experiences I had doing different training with people.
Okay.
Which is good. And the other one is that I am rewriting a book that I wrote long time ago called The Frog Snogger's Guide, which is about understanding people, but I'm kind of updating it into more of a mindful manager's set so it can be used in management, some of the management stuff that I do.
Cool.
Where I need them to understand the people that are working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Managers, sadly, tend to be quite emotionally inarticulate and don't understand. They're not empathic with the workforce, therefore they don't get the best
out of it. It's interesting. Interests me that, intriguing. Are they like that before they become managers, or does becoming a manager turn them that way?
Both. You do see people. I've actually worked with people who have been bullied by managers, who have come to see me about that in occupational health, and then different organisations I've seen it in, both private and public. Then when that person becomes a manager, they themselves become inducted into the managing culture and become bullies themselves.
This is how you do it. Yeah. How we do it.
So I do see that. But I think that generally the people that aspire to management tend to be the ones that lack empathy.
Yeah.
Which is a hard thing. So it's like teaching people empathy.
We should say teaching there. I mean, I've got a family full of teachers, ex-teachers, and it's interesting when they all talk about... It's not always the case, but head teachers who often have been really good teachers, but some reason whenever they become head teachers, they suddenly turn into snarling beasts.
I think that there is a basic principle that I see going wrong in lots of things, especially public sector, is that because someone is a good nurse, good psychologist, good teacher, you know, good whatever, you make them a manager, and we now expect them to manage people and to run budgets. And just because they were good at their artisan skill, it doesn't mean say that they're going to be good as a manager.
We assume they will be. Yeah. You just keep promoting people, right?
And that happens a lot. And then people are unable to step down because they lose face and that kind of stuff. And very often they need to.
Chasing that 60 grand a year, eh?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. But that's not what we're talking about this week. I'm not going to report on any of my personal life stuff because this episode's going to go out way in the future. And
and who knows?
Who knows what that future will hold for me because, yeah, there's stuff been going on, as regular listeners will know. So, in fact... certainly by the time this one goes out, it will baby number two will have landed.
And you might have won the lotto.
And all sorts could happen. Imagine.
Yeah, I might be sat here on my own next time because you're in Acapulco or somewhere.
A Skype conversation, Beautiful. We will see. We will see. This week we are talking about waste, aren't we? Which we're going to get. This is going to be quite a good fun one. This, I think, because it was. Well, you read an article about. Well, don't get too excited yet, because I know you're jumping at the bit. Don't get too excited about how much food we waste, and that's going to lead to about how we can waste our lives doing things that aren't important.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a blog post about this on our website, so check out livingthepresent.co.uk. Can you sense Sean's just itching to get at this microphone? I'm like, word, just chill out, man.
Relax.
Yeah. So yeah, visit the website for that. Have a look at that. But all right, now I'll let you loose now, Sean, because what prompted this week's discussion?
Okay, I'm reading this article that's telling me that in Britain we put 30% of food that we buy in the bin. And I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about what kind of mindset would go and buy a third more food than we need and then throw it in the bin.
Crazy.
And then if you look at it, it actually works out. We were trying to work it out, weren't we? No, the money. Yeah, we were looking at it before we turned on, didn't we? And we reckon that it works out at £60. Yeah. Now, on minimum wage, we're talking about something like 10, 12 hours work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what we're saying is someone is prepared to work for 10 or 12 hours to use that money to go and buy food that they can go and throw in the bin.
Yeah.
That's just outrageous. I mean, what kind of madness are we living in when we do that kind of stuff?
We're
That's just
in a
bonkers.
Crazy disposable society, aren't we? And where everything's.
Yeah.
We chuck stuff out rather than fixing things.
But if you get into that mindset, what kind of mindset does that? And then you look at the idea of waste, about wasting time, wasting money, wasting your energy, wasting your life, wasting your love, wasting. It's like once you get into that mindset where you're prepared to invest in wasting,
mm-hmm.
yeah, outrageous. It does press my button. We have to look at that. You and I need to look at it, but we need to look at it, all of us.
Yeah, because it seeps through into all levels of our lives, doesn't it, as we're about to discover.
But if you've got 30% of food going in the bin, apart from the fact that you've got to work to make the money to throw it in the bin, that money could have gone to feed people that are starving on the other side of the world.
Oh, yeah, could have done all sorts with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one. That's a valiant thing to do with it.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other ways you can waste money as well, though.
Yeah, yeah.
As we will discover.
Yeah, yeah.
Plenty of little quotes about and little phrases we have about waste, aren't there, in terms of waste not whatnot, that kind of thing. I'm just trying to think in terms of, how this culture of waste and throwaway society has grown in the last, 30, 40, 50 years.
I guess that in the period after the Depression and after the war, people were still scrimping and saving. And there would have been the make-do and mend, they used to say. People were doing that. Whereas now, if your sock's got a hole in it, you throw it away. I mean, back along, if your sock had a hole in it, you'd darn the hole in your sock. So it would keep going.
I'm not a darner. Do you darn?
I can darn.
Socks are cheap, though.
When I was a kid, I was in a situation where my mother, little Irish lady, I have a hole in my sock. And I take my sock to her and I say, I've got a hole in my sock. And she said, go and get the sewing tin. So I get the sewing tin and she shows me how to darn this hole in my sock, teaches me how to do it. And forever after, I could only have been 7 or 8, and forever after, it was, if you've got a hole in your sock, well, you know where the tin is, go and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You learn a valuable lesson there, eh?
Yeah.
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 I'm going to chuck a link up on the show notes about the whole food waste thing from The Guardian. There's loads out there which will show you plenty of statistics that I'm sure will make everyone pretty angry, but I'm sure we're all guilty of it at some point. Do you throw any food out at all?
I'm outraged about my own family. They throw food away like crazy.
You hear that, Ray?
like everybody in our society. And the biggest thing, the thing which outrages me most, which makes me jump up and down with excitement, is sell-by dates. As soon as you stick a sell-by date on something, people will say, oh, no, this went out of date on the 3rd and it's the 4th day, so this must be rotten. You know, which is complete nonsense. You know, that's what God gave you a nose for. You know, if it smells like it's off, don't eat it. If it smells like it's all right, eat the bloody thing. You know, that it's just ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. The amount of food that gets thrown away.
I know, I'm not big on subreddits. I like using the whole sniff and look and sniff, and if it looks good, eat it.
Yeah. If you got black bananas, make banana bread.
Yeah.
You know?
But then I've got a lovely wife who is a bit more keen on that kind of thing, and especially actually while she was pregnant, you know, it's uber careful with all that stuff.
Yeah. But that's fair enough. You have to be careful of listeria and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure, a reasonable amount of respect to all those nasty bugs, but not too much.
Everybody's doing it. You know, when it's bin day here and the bins are out, for the guys to come and collect, the bins are overflowing with stuff.
We do throw out our stuff, don't we?
Yeah, ridiculous. I suppose that's the other end of it, isn't it? It's like, apart from the money that we're wasting and the time that we're wasting to earn the money and the food that we're wasting, once it's been wasted, it has to go to some kind of landfill. Mm-hmm. So we waste the land now to fill it up with rubbish.
Yep. Let's move on from food, because there's many... there are loads of ways we can waste our time or do... You haven't put the link in the show notes yet, but we'll put it on the website. Was it 10 fantastic ways to waste your time or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see the link.
We'll go through these, but the serious point is that, you know, we're all going to have that point where we get to the end of our lives or our conscious lives where we can look back and say, did I spend my time well?
I get that all the time. People retiring and they're saying, what on earth have I done with my life? That there's this huge sense of letdown, disappointment.
Well,
can be tinged with guilt and regret.
Retirement isn't the end, of course, as we know. And for a lot of people now, retirement is the beginning, isn't it? It's like, finally, I've quit that job.
Hopefully.
Finished that job.
That's where people are.
That I spent 40 years on, that I didn't really appreciate or enjoy.
Yeah.
Now I can start living for me.
But that whole thing about if you are going to work, why don't we work and do things that fulfil us?
Yeah.
Rather than wasting our time doing things that we don't want to do.
I try and surround myself with people that enjoy their work.
Yeah,
I should meant to say before we started the show, I wanted to thank my pal Rob Bentz, who he's got a company called RMP Property, and he's got a few podcasts, the Property Podcast. And he's just launched another one called Property Investment Tips, which I'll put a link to, which is a cool little bite-sized one. I don't know, he's one of those guys. I don't know how he finds the time to do so much stuff.
He doesn't waste his time.
He doesn't waste his time, man. Yeah. We should get him on the show actually, because he's a brilliant guy.
Does he really have time to come?
He might. He'd make time for that, actually. But he was appreciating a show we did recently with Will in, you know, the little lessons from little ones, and he was loving that. He's got a lad that's a similar age.
All right, yeah.
So I think he loved that. So we're going to have to get Will on the show again, I think. But kids don't waste their time, do they? Or do they?
Oh, no. The thing is that a child is in lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. Whatever a child is doing, they're learning about their environment.
When Will's awake in the morning, he's awake, man, and it's like, power, I'm awake, let's do stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I'm
on.
That's good.
Well, you're probably different, but I'm like, just give it a bit of time, Will. Come on, wait.
I'm much more. I'm awake. Come on, let's get on with life.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can waste time lounging in bed. I'm not allowed to anymore because I've got a 3-year-old kid. But I used to love wasting time in bed. But for one person is wasting time, and for another is.
Yeah, I have the behold, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I spend an hour meditating. To me, that is a very meaningful doing thing. You know, I may be being in meditation, but it's something that I'm just part of my life. It's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Getting benefit from for another person might be sitting down for an hour with your eyes shut. What on earth are you doing? Waste of time. No?
Yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, we're recording at your place today, and it's early morning, isn't it? And Ree's upstairs getting ready for her day ahead at work, and she was drying her hair for about half an hour before. So for me, that is a huge waste of time.
Relative, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, relative.
I know you got to dry your hair, but half an hour, getting it all just right.
I like my hair to be short enough so I can just towel it through, not even comb it.
Yeah,
I just
had a bit of a haircut. It looks a bit of a state this morning, but it'll do, you know. It's
having a hair day.
Luckily, this is an audio podcast only.
Now, well, that's the next step. Maybe we should be videoing.
But, yeah, that was it 10... What's the title of the article? 10 Ways to Waste Your Life?
Yeah, it's the Elite... thing,
but some of these I'm pretty good at wasting time doing. And number one was spending time on your phone.
Yeah.
Because, go on, you want to get that title up?
No, I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah,
I'm interested in boredom basically, and I'm not interested in being bored, and I'm never bored because we have these things, smartphones now, don't we, which have eliminated boredom almost.
But one thing that my father used to say to me, which I would quote out, is if I said to him, or I ever said out loud when I was a kid, I'm bored, he'd say, that's because you're boring. Mm-hmm. If you're bored, go and find something to intrigue you. Stop being boring.
Yeah.
And I think that that's right. But one of the things, I mean, number one on the list is your phone, isn't it? It's like, how much time do we waste when we should be with the people that we're with on a device?
Yeah. There's an app, I can't remember what it's called, but it's by actually the guy, Alex Chu, who made Calm.com, along with a team of people, I'm sure. And he's released an app which tells you how many times in a day you check your phone, so it runs in the background. I think it's an iPhone-only app at the moment. But it tells you how, and I haven't installed it because I don't really want to know. But, bless you. it links to the Calm app because I haven't got it, but I assume at some point it will tell you, hey, you've been checking your phone too much today.
You need to relax.
You need to relax. Check out Calm, yes. Which is quite clever, really clever. But yeah, I'm too scared to install it because I don't want to know how many times.
My friend Chris, over in Liverpool, he, on his phone, he does a lot of business stuff, and his phone has started to distract him from what he's doing.
Yep.
So he starts wasting his time on the phone rather than getting in and doing the work. So he's now put a message on his phone, which is, I'm working at the moment. I will be answering this phone between 4 and 5, and I will download all messages and get back to you. Leave a message.
Yeah, okay.
And then he puts the phone to one side and doesn't look at it.
Yep.
And I guess there's a lot of sense in that.
I tend not to answer my phone at all anymore.
Mm.
I'll just let it ring out, and I'll see the missed call as basically I need to call that person back, or obviously they'll leave a voicemail, because usually I'm working at the time, and I'll see it ringing away, and if it's urgent or I know, at the moment, if Bethan calls me,
yes,
I'm like, I've got to answer that.
Do you have a special ring for? So you should have a baby cry.
I do actually. I think it's duck quacking, but yeah. So I answer that one. I'm very careful to answer that one. But yeah, clients I don't answer a lot of the time because
I have the 3 phone thing. But if things are things are busy, a lot of stuff on. Then I've got the personal phone. I've got the phone which is the regular counselling phone. But then I've got a phone which is the bat phone. And if that one rings, I've got to answer it.
Yeah.
But the others I can leave.
That's cool. And I mean, the way I do with that is I'll get back to the person. So I'm not being rude as such. But I don't want to waste time on a call when I'm busy wasting time somewhere else. Because ultimately everything's a waste of time, isn't it? Because, we're all just living our lives and we're all going to die.
Well, that's interesting. Is it a waste of time? I mean, some people would say that the way that I live my life, because I work long hours, is a waste of time.
Would they? Who would say?
Yeah, some people. The idea about if you spend your life working, no one says on their gravestone, "I didn't work enough hours in life," kind of thing. For me, I suppose it's the thing we've spoken about, where I don't really work; I live. And my life is about working with other people, or living with other people.
Do you get in trouble for working too much?
I don't get into trouble. I think that we appreciate spending time together, and it would be nice to spend more time together.
Yeah.
And I think over time that will happen.
Yeah.
But at this time in life, there's a lot going on,
mm-hmm.
huge amount going on. There aren't enough hours in the day, really.
Yeah.
And so for me, to fit things in, I tend to get up earlier. So a little while ago, I was getting up at 4:30, just so that I could get stuff done.
Yep.
Even I need some sleep, so it does catch up on you after a while.
Yeah. The second one on that list was spending too much time in your comfort zone, which is an interesting one, isn't it? That's where real time wasting can occur, because if you're not pushing yourself and learning new things, then you are wasting time, really. You're just taking up valuable space on this planet.
I think that's when people get to the retirement point and then they say to me, what on earth have I been doing?
Yeah.
When you do the same thing in the same way every day, nothing changes. There is no movement. There's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when people do go on holiday, the majority of people, not everyone, but the majority of people go, wow, because they've looked at a different horizon, they've smelled different smells, they've eaten different foods, they've done different things, so that they have a new experience.
Yeah, I was reading Quora the other day, Quora.com, which is like my favourite website now, just amazing. And one of the questions on it was, if I had $5,000, what should I invest in, basically? And the top answer, which had been upvoted the most, was travel. Just, yeah, don't spend it on, waste it on anything, but educating yourself to how the world works. So just get a ticket somewhere and just travel around for a few months. Because you can go a long way on $5,000. You can go somewhere for like a week probably and blow it all, but you could also make that last a long time.
I'm with that. Experience. How many people very seldom leave the locality that they were born in, lifted up in? You know, they may be lifted up in an aeroplane, taken for a few hours, and dropped down somewhere for a couple of weeks, then come back again.
Yeah.
But that going on to a holiday resort very rarely is about experiencing a culture. Mm-hmm. It's about experiencing a holiday resort.
It's about just unplugging from the world, I guess, for a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the idea, because when Rhea and I drive places, even if we're driving for days, we're seeing the places in between where we start and where we end. Mm-hmm. And we can stop and we can experience and we can go places and do things.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do if you're on an airplane. You can't step out and go, I just like to stop here for a bit. I think that the idea of doing new things, when you do something new or you go somewhere new, you look back at where you've come from and you review where you are. And that's important. And I guess that's the courses that we do, like the Live in the Present courses, take people out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because it makes them look at where they are, makes them look back at what they're doing and make decisions about what they want to do with it.
One way in which it's almost impossible to waste time is in exercise and physical activity, because the interesting thing about that is that it's a way of actually creating more time. Most things you do are sapping time, but if you're taking care of your body, then you're actually extending your life in some way, aren't you?
Yeah.
So is that the only way you can't waste time, perhaps?
One of the things I find with the running stuff is that I used to run to music, and I've stopped running to music for a variety of reasons. One thing is I found that I ran to the beat of the music, so I tended to slow down. If it was a slow song, I would slow down.
Yeah.
And then speed up, you know, that kind of stuff. As opposed to just getting into the rhythm of running. But when I'm in that running zone, my mind is hugely active.
Cool.
And I'm writing books and doing things and inventing things and creating things as I'm running.
Yeah.
There's a whole load of stuff going on. And to the point where I can kind of go into that trance state where I've suddenly run like 5 miles and I can't remember the 5 miles, really. Mm-hmm. I've just done it on autopilot, but my head's been working something else. Yeah.
Rhea gets the same thing with her hair dryer. She's in a hair dryer trance.
It's a zone.
It's that kind of white noise, isn't it?
Getting in the zone.
In fact, I've heard that's... I need to try that number two, but I heard that's a good way of getting a baby to sleep if you have trouble, the white noise.
Yeah.
Vacuum cleaner running or like a hair dryer.
The thing that I always try and get women to do, be where I've done it, is you put the microphone on the abdomen and you make an hour-long recording of the abdomen.
Right.
Yeah, and then when the baby is born and you want the baby to sleep, you play them the recording because that's what they're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
They're calm and they're relaxed in the womb.
That kind of muffled.
It's all the digestive system, it's the heartbeat, it's the breath, it's the blood flowing through the system.
Yeah.
And if you put the mic on as a contact mic and you can leave it there for an hour so you've got a good long recording, then if the child's fractious and you play them the recording, they go, oh, I remember that.
That's cool. I bet there's stuff on like YouTube where you can get that kind of noise on demand.
But the thing is that the
need to be
bees insides are peculiar to bee, aren't they?
Well,
yeah. That's true. So the child knows it, and being able to record your own. The women that I've managed to get to do that have found it really, really useful.
Mm. That's cool.
But it's a good idea that people don't follow.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm a person that wastes, inverted commas, time before I go to bed. When I should be sleeping for that extra hour I could have every night, I'm reading stuff and I'm keeping my mind alert, really, when I should be just drifting off. So That's on the list, isn't it?
I think getting enough sleep is important, for, and everyone's going to vary as to how much they need.
Yeah.
Whether you see finishing the chapter of the book that you're reading as something that was important, and it would have been a waste if you'd not done it,
mm-hmm.
is a relative thing as well, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, when it comes to kind of reading words and academia, one of the things that I think about is that if you're doing a degree, why are you doing the degree? Very often people are doing the degree to get the piece of paper. Now, does it matter whether you've got a first, a second, whether you've got a 2-1, a 2-2? Does it matter? You know, and there are some people that need to get a first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of all the degrees I've got, no one's ever said to me, what grade did you get? I've just got a degree. You know, it's that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'll go along with that one.
Yeah. And how much time does it take to get a first? Well, maybe for someone that is important,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that isn't wasting their time. Maybe there are other things they could have been doing.
Yeah, that's the eye of the beholder stuff, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
One of my bugbears, and I see people wasting time, is TV box sets, man. I hate those things. So, yeah, but it's the thing with TV box sets, there's some I would like to watch, actually. I'd quite like to find time to watch The West Wing. And maybe even Mad Men, you know, that advertising 60s thing. But Breaking Bad, when that was on, oh my god. Just Facebook just lit up with this stuff. It's like people feel the need to project their time wasting onto you, don't they? It's like, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. But is social media a waste of time?
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, what's going on? What are we doing on that? You know, if we're looking at people spending 30 hours a week, 4 hours a day watching television,
mm-hmm.
And majority of what's on TV, from my point of view, is rat's droppings.
Yeah.
I'm sure for other people it's not, but for me, a lot of the stuff is just, I don't understand what on earth we're doing. It's almost as though it's anaesthetising the human consciousness, and maybe that's what governments want. Let's anaesthetise the population.
Maybe.
Make them less reactive,
mm-hmm.
So we'll feed them this stuff that makes them brain dead.
Yeah,
you know, satiates their needs. But for me, television generally is pretty much a waste of time.
Yeah,
you know, the stuff that's on it is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, box sets, man. Lemonek, Breaking Bad, 24, Lost was the one that really kicked it off, because they're kind of endless as well. I mean, all these, they have all ended, those shows now, but 7, 8, 9
series.
There's
a box set that we watched, which to me was really good, because I had a vested interest in it, called In Treatment.
Okay.
Do you ever see it?
No.
I've got the box set, so I'll let you out. But it's about a psychotherapist, and it takes you through his patients,
mm-hmm.
and all the things that are going on for them, and how it affects him and his relationship, and what happens in the end to him from his experience of being a psychotherapist. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And I knew quite a few therapists that were watching it, and either arguing about things that that's ridiculous, or things like, yeah, I understand that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so in my world, it became quite a thing that people
I'll bet. There's things like that. It's like the whole, what's that, Channel 4 midwife type? Like,
mistresses.
No.
The
fly on the wall thing. Where
giving birth. Yeah.
Fly on the wall too. And there's loads of like teacher documentaries now as well, aren't there?
Yeah.
Showing it from what life's like in schools and all that stuff. So it's interesting. But I guess the ultimately wasting time comes down to whether or not you're doing something that matters to you, and it doesn't matter about the rest of the world really, as long as you're not hurting people. You can do what you want with your time, can't you?
My experience is that if you take people off the street and you sit them down and you question, or get them to question, what it is that they're doing with their lives, most people go into kind of a bit of a breakdown,
mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to see the senselessness of the things that we're doing. It's almost as though there's this journey between birth and death, and all of us have got to fill in the space somehow.
Yep.
And whether we're into macrame bag weaving or stamp collecting, or whatever we get into, we find a reason,
mm-hmm.
to be alive.
Sure.
I guess if you're engaged in something, you know, you're into fishing or something, and you travel everywhere and you go fishing and it floats your boat and fulfills you, then none of that's a waste of time. for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So maybe the issue is the product at the end. Mm-hmm. If what I do leads to something that leads to fulfillment, then it hasn't been a waste of time. It's been a good thing.
Sure.
Yeah, and from outside, it may seem senseless or pointless, but if what I'm doing makes me feel good, then it's good.
Yeah, we're all contributing our little way to the evolution of humanity and all that stuff, aren't we?
Yeah. I think that things do become a waste of time when people are doing something that other people want them to do. So that the kinds of words I listen out for are ought, should, must, can't. They're words that are all associated with expectation of others, usually.
Yeah.
I ought to do this, I should do this, I must do that.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Rather than actually doing what is an inner need or belief.
Mm.
And very often that's... It's in an area like this, which has a high area of Roman Catholicism, because of the Irish connection, the amount of people that would be saying, well, to be honest, and I must tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a predetermination of what they're saying and thinking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which becomes quite
mm-hmm.
quite an issue.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time, folks.
Yeah. And in that, I suppose, it's like, don't let other people tell you how to live. You know, the ought, the should, the must. It's about what is it that you need to do for you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
That's the bit that's important, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to mention here, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Oh.
One of the... two things, I think. The two biggest wastes of time that I experience on a daily basis working with people. Number one is when people are wasting their time going over the past and they keep reliving the past and they keep going over it and over and over it, whether it's to do with what happened last week or when they were kids or whether they're into previous life regression, it doesn't matter what it is. But when people keep reliving the past and the present, normally that's the basis of depression.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a huge waste of time, you know. Maybe it needs to be dealt with, and maybe that's therapy. But mm-hmm. we need to get rid of it so that we're actually not wasting our time going over and over things that should be dealt with and done.
Yeah.
And on the other side, it's people that are projecting forward into futures that may never happen, and they're wasting their time and their imagination doing that and living that in the present, and that's anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you do both, you become an anxious depressive. Yeah, which is a complete and utter waste of time. Because at any one moment right now, in the present, there are no problems.
Sure.
Yeah? But unless we live doing past or future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Be here now. That's the biggest waste of time.
Beautiful.
But I want to end where I began, which is when you do your shopping, yeah, buy the food that you're going to eat and don't buy food that you're going to throw in the dustbin.
Yeah.
And if you do buy food, be aware of your sell-by dates and use your food consciously, but don't throw away food just because it's gone by its sell-by date. Throw it away if it's gone rotten.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And even then, put it in the compost heap and let it...
Yeah.
Use it, you know, use yeah. it in your garden or something like
if
that.
If you can, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't waste it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm big on that. Although we get our shopping done online as the... We're careful about ordering meals for each night and all that stuff, and you know, we don't just order a load of stuff in. A little bit will go to waste, I'm sure. Certainly less than what the stats that we've been seeing in these articles that we've been reading this morning. But I think we got to the point where you've got to spend over a certain amount on Asda online before you can finish your order. And we were under it for some reason, which we're not usually actually. But I was trying to think of things to buy, you know, just so we could spend that extra £5. But yeah, didn't buy more food that we could chuck away. Just don't know, bought some pack of loo rolls or something like that.
Yeah, some of this youthful is going to be... You can't have a sell-by date on loo roll, can you?
Imagine. We're probably not far off that, eh? Political correctness gone mad.
Crazy, crazy, crazy world, yeah.
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 Love it, though, eh?
Don't waste your life. Be happy with what you got.
Yeah. Yeah, do some meaningful things. All right. Are we all done?
Yeah, I'm done.
We've got a resource.
Yes.
I see you have. EliteDaily.com.
Yeah. And that's the one that we were talking about. That's the article.
Oh, cool. Okay,
and that has the listing of the ways not to waste time.
Brilliant.
So I recommend that to go and play with.
Yeah, yeah, man. We'll put that up on the show notes. And I have a link, a YouTube channel set up by the School of Life, which is there's an actual shop in London called School of Life. And they've set up offices... I think there's four or five of them around the world now. I think there's one in like Amsterdam and Melbourne, maybe. Anyway, they've got a YouTube channel where they're putting out short 3, 4, 5 minute videos on various subjects like mood, relationships, and some of the work on like early philosophy as well. There's a little 4 or 5 minute clip on stoicism, which is really brilliant because I'm quite into stoicism, or I'm starting to get into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, have a look at that. It's really subscribe to their channel because they do some really good stuff.
Good stuff.
And that's led me on actually to what we'd like to talk about next week, which I've got question marks here in the show notes, but I'd like to do a relationship type episode. I'm not sure exactly what form that will take yet, but basically maybe something on how to kind of keep your relationship going in terms of, you know, how that you have that initial spark and that early crush stage where it's everything's amazing.
Dopamine.
Yeah. It's like how to keep that going, if possible, or whether it's best just to let it calm down. Keep things going.
There's a book which is, it sounds a bit kind of schmaltzy, but it is a it is a very relevant read, and it's called How to Make Love to the Same Person for the Rest of Your Life, which is Pathlicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We'll have a think about that, Sean, and we will dive into that next week.
Yep.
And in the meantime, check out our website, livingthepresent.co.uk, for all the show notes and links to bits and bobs we've discussed. Loads of cool resources on that website as well. If you want to get weekly reminders about this show in your email inbox, put your address in the little box on the site and we'll send them to you each week. What, me?
Me well indeed.
We, the royal we.
The royal we.
Poor old me gets to do it every week.
But yeah, but you are we.
I enjoy wasting time.
You're we Ed.
Yeah. Cool, Sean, have a good week.
And you take care.
See you,
everyone. See ya. Bye.
Bye.